Okay, so that ended abruptly again. Caitlin and I, this is my friend Caitlin, fun fact. We'll get to introduction. Hi. Getting in here was a shit show, to say the least. My audio was all jacked. I thought Caitlin's was. I made her switch locations. It was a whole thing. But I also forgot to hit the go live button until like halfway through the YouTube intro. It's been a mess, but we made it, and that's all that matters. Welcome back to Skyliner Views, everyone. I am Ashley. Gabrielle is probably sleeping. I don't know. She does whatever she wants. I am joined tonight with my lovely friend. Her name is Caitlin. She is a Disney World cast member. She has been like my A1 ever since we met, I feel like. And if I'm wrong, it makes her sound like a jerk. But Caitlin has done the Disney College Tour game. She's now a full-time cast member. She, every time Gabby and I go down to Florida, Caitlin is always invited to literally everything we do, and she usually does everything with us. Caitlin, just in the last like month or two, has helped me out a ton with some family stuff, which has been awesome. But yeah, Caitlin's one of my really good friends, and I think that she has, pardon me, has a lot of experience just in the parks in general and like what she's done, and she's trying to move on to bigger and better things. So I thought it'd be cool to just kind of pick her brain and see what she's up to. Is your mom watching tonight, Caitlin?
Probably not. She's like, I don't know. I might.
I'm very offended. Caitlin and I worked together a while ago, and her mom still volunteers at her old job. So until I left, Caitlin's mom called herself my Indiana mom, and my mom lives down in Florida. So I had my Florida mom, and I had my Indiana mom. I met up with Caitlin's mom a couple weeks ago. We had lunch. It was nice.
Yeah, she told me about it.
We're not gonna go into details, actually. But yeah, Caitlin's like family at this point, so that's her. I think I should probably stop just praising you now. It's probably gonna get creepy. House notes. I'm doing this really insane thing where I bike 1,000 miles on the bike at Planet Fitness. I'm 10 miles in as of today, and I'm supposed to have been doing it the last, like, 3. But to be fair, I was, like, randomly sick with something. I don't know what. But I am biking 988 miles on the bike at the gym because some people were real concerned that I was biking to Florida. Steve's here. Steve is the head honcho. Hey, Steve. Biking, once again, 988 miles to Florida. I started a GoFundMe. It will go, all the donations, all the support will go to cast members. Gabrielle and I, we eat out, obviously, when we're at Disney, and we're going to leave a couple big tips. Who knows, maybe that money will go to spoil Caitlin, because, I mean, she's a good cast member, too.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. I see you're even wearing your Space Mountain shirt tonight.
I am.
Yeah. But, yeah, so hit up that GoFundMe. I'll put it in the comments. Or in the link or whatever I do in the bio. Right now, we're just getting started. I was going to go to the gym tonight, but probably not. So we'll see. I plan on getting through a ton of mileage in the next, like, week, hopefully. But enough about that. Obviously, go follow all of our socials at Skyliner Views. They're all scrolling at the bottom, so check those out. Steve, people are Steve's appreciating you, Caitlin.
Yeah, thank you.
She's a gem. So we'll cover news first, as we always do. I have to pull up my little thing here. They opened up previews for Guardians of the Galaxy, which Caitlin secured hers,
right? Yep. Yeah, I go on Wednesday.
Yeah, and we're super jazzed to hear Caitlin's opinion of it, because Caitlin, I feel like you just, like, go with the flow. Like, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of Remy's. But it got me motion sickness, that's why. So.
Yeah, it's like one of those that randomly gets you motion sick.
It's the 3D.
Yeah.
Meh.
But yeah, AP, annual pass holder, and DVC gold member, like, sold out within, like, the hour. Like, all of those passes sold out. Are there still cast member previews available? Like,
yeah, they gave us weird times, so.
Yeah, and what's weird about your time is that you don't need a park pass reservation, but you have to go in and get out.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre. Do you think it's because people abused it with Remy's? Like, why do you think that is?
Probably. I know, like, in the past, they probably have. So, yeah. I wouldn't be shocked.
I mean, to be fair, we got that cast member preview for Remy's. I texted the guy that gave it to us. I was like, yo, we don't have park pass. He was like, oh, it's good. Just do whatever you want. And, I mean, he works security at Epcot, so it was fine. But
yeah,
we kind of abused it. We stayed and watched Harmonious, but it's fine. So, yeah, we're excited to see those previews. I just love to spoil it for myself. So when's the first preview? Because I will be stalking YouTube to see that.
Probably on Sunday. But with the new rides, they normally have us bag our phones.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
So especially since this is a ride that no one's like ever seen or ridden or anything.
Yeah, it's the first reverse launch. Is it reverse launch period or reverse launch at Walt Disney World?
Period, I think. Yeah. And it's supposed to be the longest indoor roller coaster.
Yeah, so that's super exciting. It also, like, the car you're in can, like, spin different directions and do all kinds of things. So yeah. Going back to that motion sickness, Katie, you will have to report back on that.
Yeah, I know.
You need to get yourself some of those patches. Remember, I get those patches that I put behind my ear? Work like a charm.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see it. Like normal first, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, for sure. Expedition Everest was closed for a long time, and then they're like, hey, it's gonna be closed for even longer, just to let you know. No clue when it's gonna open. And then randomly to there, they're like, by the way, it's opening this weekend. I was really excited. I was like, oh, maybe they're fixing the Yeti, they're taking the time to do it. And they weren't. Who knows what they did? They probably just like painted the train cars or something random.
Something tiny that they thought was going to be like forever.
Yeah, for sure. And then like the day it opens, it'll probably rain all day and it won't be able to run. Cause
probably.
Of course. I have to call. Please hold. Sorry. So when Meet and Greets decided to come back, I think I tweeted this, but I was like, I wonder how that will affect Genie Plus, because like you could fast pass meet and greets in the past at Walt Disney World. Today it came out that meet and greets are not going to be on Genie Plus at Disneyland. So I'm hoping they follow suit with Disney World. I don't know. Obviously, I don't know what the plan is, but like, if they add that to Genie Plus, it's really going to suck.
Yeah. They added Festival of Fantasy to Genie Plus.
Yeah, so. Exactly. I knew Caitlin was an OG when our Seven Dwarfs Mine Train Fast Pass fell within the time that we needed to find seats for Festival of Fantasy. And I just looked at Caitlin, and she was like, yes, I'll go find you seats, go ride. And I was like, oh my god, you're amazing. That's when I knew Caitlin always had my back right there. Me and Gabby were like, cool, like scarfing down some Dole Whip. That was a good time. Forever grateful. Speaking of parades, Main Street Electrical Parades are coming back. And Disneyland released adorable popcorn buckets. And I'm just here to say, why can't we have those things? Why can't Walt Disney World have cute popcorn buckets? I don't want aliens throwing up popcorn in cute Christmas PJs, although they are adorable. I want these damn parade floats. They're cute. And they like had a little, did you see the TikTok with them?
Yeah.
It's adorable. I don't have any Disneyland people, or else I would have them on it. Are you watching Wayne?
Yeah, he is acting like he's gonna turn the light out, so.
Let him. Oh, there it goes.
He's watching Bella for me, Caitlin's so I don't have to worry about her.
Yeah, how old is Bella now?
9 months.
You have your hands full.
Yeah.
My dog's 8, and she's still a pain in the butt, so it never goes away. Caitlin's dog's name is Bella, and her mom's dog name is
Ella.
Ella. Ella. Ella. Katie was like, I'm going to get real creative here and just add a B to that.
I call her Belle so that it's not as confusing, but.
How kind of you. All right, let's get down to the nitty gritty, Caitlin. We'll do a bit of an interview. We'll talk about you as much as you are A, allowed to share, and B, want to share. And then we'll just chat about some of your things, because I have some questions about what you've done and where you've done it and how you've done it. That sounded weird. So first and foremost, We'll start with your favorite snack at Magic Kingdom.
That would have to be a Mickey bar, followed by a Dole Whip.
I respect that. I love a good Mickey bar, too. What do y'all talk about? We talk about Walt Disney World way more than we ever should. It's obsessive. Favorite attraction at Hollywood Studios?
It's extinct now. My favorite. But if I had to choose one that is there currently, probably Toy Story Mania.
Oh. I thought you'd say, like, Slinky Dog. Or do you do, like, Tower of Terror or Rock and Roller Coaster at all?
Yeah, I do both of them. I can do Rock and Roller Coaster all day. Tower of Terror I can do, like, once.
I will do them both zero amounts of times.
That was me for Tower for the longest time, and then I finally did, like, a tour of it, and I said, okay, it's not that bad.
Okay, I'm not gonna die.
Yeah, they show you, like, the pull and everything, so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a feeling it's safe. I just don't want to feel like I'm falling to my death all the time. I don't find that enjoyable. Yeah. Why Toy Story Mania? Do you just like the, like, competitiveness of it?
Yeah, my mom and I are very competitive.
Yeah, I know you are.
You're not.
I'm not what?
You're fine. He's checking the printer.
Oh.
He's checking our 3D printer because it's acting up. So.
Ew. Yeah. How exciting to have a 3D printer. Oh, yeah, because you have started. Caitlin has a small business. I don't know if you're, like, up and running as a business or not, but Caitlin makes things sometimes.
I have my Cricut behind me in my messy room over here. But, yeah, I make, like, vinyls and stuff for, like, T-shirts and tumblers and whatnot. And then we just bought a 3D printer. So starting to learn how to do stuff on that.
I'm the happy recipient of Katie's test items. Like, she tells me she's going to test something. I'm like, great, print it and send it. Send it home with your mom. Mm-hmm. That's the best thing about it. Really excited. She's trying out ears right now. So I'm excited to see how those turn out.
Yeah, they're turning out good. I got to figure out the whole putting them on the headband part now.
Oh, yeah. Are you just going to do, like, Gorilla Glue?
Yeah, probably. That's the best thing I've seen so far.
Yeah, that's all I can imagine, like, to do.
Yeah.
The last random thing I had was your favorite resort to hop to.
Probably.
Remember when you panic texted me one day when I was recording? It was like, tell me where to get beignets!
I knew where they were, but I was like, the last time I got them, they were in the quick service. Now they're in a tiny restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they're, like, off to the side of the quick service now. I was like, I knew I was in the right spot.
I have honestly, spoiler alert, I have honestly never had the beignets, and I've never been to French Quarter. So when you sent me that, I'm, like, trying to record, and I'm like, tell me where to find Port Orleans beignets. And then I text you, like, French Quarter!
I like the Grand Floridian. Just because it's a very nice resort.
Foreshadowing.
That too. But yeah, my other home, or once was a home.
Yeah, you've had a few of those.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what we've hopped to, like you and I.
We did the Poly.
Yeah, we've done the Poly a few times. We've boardwalked.
Yeah, we did Boardwalk. We've done Art of Animation.
Remember when we were, when my mom and I were staying at All Star Music, and she was like, you guys go off and explore, I'll be here. And then, like, thunderstorm warning and all the pools were clearing, and we were just like,
We started to walk, and then we just turned around and went back.
Yeah. That was a highlight for me. It was a highlight. So I guess let's get started, because we've kind of already foreshadowed this.
Yeah.
Where did you start your Disney career? Talk to me, Caitlin.
So in 2017, I got accepted into the Disney College program, where my location was in Animal Kingdom. It was with outdoor vending, so all the popcorn and ice cream carts and what have you. That's
I forgot about that.
That's where I started.
Me and one of our mutual friends came to Disney, and we saw you at the one at Dinoland USA.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Okay, continue. Sorry.
But yeah, so I started there. I was there from January to August. Went back home. Went back to the museum for like 6 months. Came back and did a second college program where I started at the Grand Floridian. I was a seater at 1900 Park Fair.
Missed Which is it. Like Mary Poppins-ish.
Yeah, in the mornings it's Mary Poppins, English theme. At night it's Cinderella and the Royal Family themed. Unfortunately, it's not back yet from COVID. It's one of the few that is not back.
Do you think it'll make it back?
I hope so. It's a buffet with characters, so I understand why it's not back yet.
Yeah.
But it does have really good food. I met a lot of my friends there.
Yeah. You had that chick who was from Indiana who was like, you're Florida mom.
Yeah, I miss her. She's at another restaurant now. But I did my second college program. I started at 1900 Park Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started my career in attractions and went to the world famous Jungle Cruise.
This is where, like, when you told me you were doing that, my jaw hit the floor. And I'm sure everyone else's did, too. Because, like, before Disney, Katie was, like, the most introverted person. And I mean that with, like...
Oh, I was, yeah.
As well as it can come off, like, Katie did not want to have a conversation with anyone. She wanted to sit in the corner and eat her lunch and not talk to anyone. Meanwhile, I'm just over here going, so, when's your next DCP? Is your mom working today? Just bothering the shit out of me. But, yeah, so when Caitlin told me she's going to be a skipper for the Jungle Cruise, I was like, wait, did someone, how did this come about?
Yeah, so I basically told 1900 Park Fair, I said, I want something different for the second half of my college program, applied to be in attractions, found out I was going to Adventureland Liberty Square, was hoping for Haunted Mansion.
Well.
Found out from one of the character attendants whose husband was a leader over in AdLib that I was going to Jungle Cruise. And I was like,
Yeah, were you terrified?
I was. I was very terrified because I said, I'm an introvert. I don't know how I feel about talking to 40 people every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That I don't know. But I did fine.
Yeah, you kicked ass.
Yeah, I loved it. I miss it to this day, honestly, because you're on a boat telling dad jokes all day.
Yeah.
Over some stupid stuff.
So now would you have rather, like, are you glad you got Jungle Cruise and not, like, Haunted Mansion? We're just like, yeah, I'm really glad I didn't get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it also, like, I'm still an introvert, but... Not as much.
Yeah, people have to, like, bring it out of you now. Yeah, yeah, for sure. And then you skippered for how long?
I was status there for six months.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was still part of my college program. And then I was like, you know, I don't want to go home. I want to stay in Florida.
She said, I'm sick of going home and Ashley asking me a ton of questions. Just keep me here.
So I applied to go part-time or full-time, and I got part-time at Epcot.
Oh, yeah.
And I was at Living with the Land.
What a joy that was, just keeping an eye on those strollers. Did you get, like, tiny binoculars, and you're just like...
You're like, you parked it in the wrong spot. Back of the line for you.
Did you see the outrage when that lady moved that guy's stroller in Fantasyland, man? I would have punched her square in the nose. Obviously, you will not because you are a good cast member, but...
Yeah. No.
Did you encounter that at all?
No. The most we would encounter is, like, they would say, hey, my stroller's not where I left it. And I said, oh, where did you leave it? And we have, like, overflow parking where we would be like, it's over here now.
I left it in Germany.
You're like, I can't help you now.
Yeah, you are. Hello, my friend. So you parked. Didn't you help out with Soarin' a little bit, too?
A little, but it was mostly Living with the Land.
Gross. Oh, I guess for some reason I was thinking the seas. I was confusing the seas and living with the land, so that's where I'm at right now. But now we're on the same page here.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, so I did part-time there for like 3.5 months or something like that. No, it wasn't long at all. And then I got full-time in Tomorrowland, which is where I currently am.
Correct. You are just doing big things over there, too.
Yeah.
Making me all proud and shit.
Yeah. I started out as frontline, and I've moved my way up.
Yeah. So. Good for you. Good for you. Not going to talk about weird, because if you see her, you see her, and if you don't, you're SOL. Like, I guess my main question from all of that is, like, talk to me about your fillers for Jungle Cruise. Like, you're in Jungle Cruise, you're skipping, and you have 3 boats in front of you before you get to the dock. What are you doing?
So we always have to do, like, an ending safety spiel, of course. Right. So I would incorporate that. A lot of times, again, I was a Jungle Cruise skipper before the refurb happened.
Right.
So we still had Trader Sam that we could go off of.
Oh, yeah.
So I would do a lot of cannibal jokes, unfortunately, because of Sam.
Unfortunately.
one of my favorites, though, that got people into to laugh was, like, you know, you're surrounded by plants. You're in a jungle. I'd be like, point out my favorite plants.
Oh, yeah.
That one. And not talk, and I would just point. And people would be like, what is she doing?
Yeah, like,
I'm pointing out my favorite plants.
I love it when they do that, because it's so awkward. I'm just like, this is so funny, but half of you are so confused right now.
And then, along with, like, bringing up the safety spiels at the end, I would point out the 2 skippers that were going to unload the guests off the boats and be like, you see those 2 skippers? Or I would start off with, like, the paradox. So the 2 docks that were parallel to each other, we call them paradox. Yeah. And then the 2 skippers that get you off the boat, they're a pair of dorks.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah. And we use that for, like, going from unload to load, too, so that people in the queue can hear us. If you have, like, multiple skippers on the dock, you can talk in your mic and you're like, dork. Dork, dork. Just keep going down.
That's hilarious. So you basically got to, like, lightly bully people and not get written up for it.
Yeah. It was nice.
Love a job like that. Absolutely love it. Whenever we went down, like, one of the first times Gabby and I went down, she had been listening to, like, we listened to D-Park Radio, which is, like, an app that plays Disney music. And so the audio they had from Jungle Cruise was the skipper, okay, so it's really funny because it's a woman skipper, and, like, she would, like, go through some of the puns, and this little girl would just, like, scream them at the top of her lungs. Like, she'd be like, how do you tell the difference between so-and-so elephant so-and-so, and you'd hear this little girl just go, their ears! And you could tell she was fed up with it, but by the end of it, she was like, are there any birthdays? And she would sing the birthday song, and so when Gabrielle and I went for her, for her 21st birthday, she was like, I am listening to the birthday song. We're riding Jungle Cruise. I'm like, I don't think this is going to happen, but we can try. It didn't happen. Maybe we could just call a few of your skips on Gabby's birthday next year and sing the birthday song to her. It'll be like a belated gift from me. That'd be really funny. What? So your DCP, Disney College Program, for those of you wondering, your DCP, what would you say, like, what are some of the, like, good things you got out of it?
I met some really good people. One of my roommates I still talk to this day. I catch up with her anytime she's down here. Her sister's actually doing a college program currently. Nice. So I still talk to her anytime she picks up in Tomorrowland. Friends especially is, like, a big thing from my college program. Just getting, like, to work with the Disney company was probably, like, my dream. Still is my dream because I'm still here, obviously.
Yeah.
But just getting to work for a big company like Disney, and being able to get paid for it. Certain degrees that people were in during the college program. They actually got credit for doing the Disney college program. So that's nice. A good thing as well.
Yeah.
It just depends on, again, your degree, your college. IEPUI didn't do that, but it's right. Fine. I still wanted to do it.
IEPUI in Podunk, Indiana isn't going to do much.
Yeah.
Had you been like a special, what is the major? Tourism major. Would they have credited you anything maybe?
Probably. Or like hospitality or something.
My glasses are so crooked. Yeah, it makes fun of me all the time for it. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like, if you had a different major. But you're trying to move up and use your major now, so fingers crossed for Katie. Sending all the good vibes her way for that.
Thanks.
I do think that, like, making friends in your DCP is, like, key to, like, how your experience goes. Like, how people treat you and how you, like, respond to other people plays a key part in all of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why, like, the first few times I came down, like, we barely knew each other at the museum, but I knew you were there, and I was like, I know Caitlin's there, like, and I know she's an introvert, so, like, I just want to give her, like, a piece of home. Like, I'll hang out with her because I know that she misses home, and I know that I am, like, a part of home, and that will feel good for her. And then we just, like, it hasn't stopped. We just hang out. Caitlin hangs out with my mom. I hang out with Caitlin's mom. We're in two separate states. Caitlin has met Gabby's family. She's met my family. She literally is family now. I think that's how your first few years goes depends on like how you make your way through the company for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. We basically are family. So
yeah, like Caitlin and I text all day. I can call Caitlin and be like, hey, my mom is doing this, this, and this. Do you want to hang out with her? And she'd be like, yeah, I'll head over there. And it'll be perfect. Or like we're flying into Sanford. I didn't tell you it was Sanford, but we're flying into Sanford.
I figured.
And I was like, hey, Caitlin, does your car have a third row? Can you just pick us up? She's like, yes, actually, I'll be there. Don't worry about it. I'm like, okay, cool, thanks. So we always got each other's backs. Whenever Caitlin's back home, we always have a few beverages and hang out and do the thing. I'm gushing again, and I'm really sorry. Talk to me about the bad of the DCP.
Well, see, I don't have a lot of bad things. Just because I had good college program experience, where I know some people don't have, they have the opposite. They have bad college program experiences. A lot of it would depend on your location. I will say that. I got lucky, had good locations.
Yeah, very lucky.
Even my first one, I wasn't very impressed with, honestly, at the beginning. Yeah. And then I grew to love those people. I grew to love my job. I still talk to half of them that I worked with in my first college program because in Disney, you have to network.
That's what I was about to say. It's all about networking.
It's all about networking. And I'm still like finding that out 4 years later.
Yeah, for sure. Also, there's my little Skyliner that you got me. Caitlin got me.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Oh, and the poster. Caitlin got me that poster and that Skyliner. There's probably other stuff in here, too. But anyway, sorry.
But yeah, I really don't have any cons on the college program because I would recommend it to anybody that would want to even start with Disney.
I feel like the only con, and like I'm gonna talk from like how I saw your experience and you can just shut me down, but I think that like the only con that would really come from it is like you're gonna get a sour roommate every once in a while, and it's just something that everyone has to work through.
Yeah,
I mean it's obviously manageable, they all come out as friends and it's fine, but you just kind of have to maneuver because you're stuck in a house, and even though it has 4 bedrooms, they can put 2 people in every one of those bedrooms, and you have 8 roommates.
Yeah.
So you just have to you have to know how to work people, essentially. Yeah.
Well, my first college program, I had a bad roommate. Right. 2 bad roommates.
I remember that.
And then they had a problem with each other. And then I was living with Shelby also, which is my friend who I still talk to. Mm-hmm. She was in one room. I was in the other room. We both had the 2 roommates in our separate rooms.
Oh my
gosh. By the time that they moved out halfway through our program, we said, we're going to move into the same room and these new people have to get used to each other. And that's how we grew so close.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we were like, we know each other. We worked in the same location, even though we were like, we kind of paired up beforehand and didn't realize we were in the same location.
Were you guys both ODV?
At DAC.
Nice. Very
so
nice.
we worked together. We were known as the twins. Like, yeah, it was interesting.
Twinsies. Jeez. That's awesome, though. You always come out on top in those kinds of situations. I have to keep minimizing this to check comments and stuff.
You're good.
So yeah, not really anything bad about the DCP. Out of all the positions you've had, what's your favorite?
Probably the one I am in currently.
You have the role. One, and then you got promoted. So you would say the promotion role is your favorite.
The promotion role is probably my favorite.
I have seen you make some magic. Shout out to you for that. Caitlin makes magic.
It's harder now with Genie Plus. It is. Yeah. It's a lot harder.
Yeah.
But we find ways to still make, you know, the day and everything for guests so that they still have a good experience.
Absolutely. And you have to.
Yeah. We can't take away all the magic. It still has to be there.
That's against the rules. The rules laid out by Walter Elias Disney himself.
I mean, Disney World is the most magical place on Earth. Disneyland is the happiest place on Earth. So we have to...
What do you call our old place of employment? That, like, middle ground that they claim? We're going to model ourselves. You were like, oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember coming back from my first one, and the person that was in charge of training there was like, how was Disney? And I'm like, it was Disney.
Yeah. Anyways.
So.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about? You have any secrets to share or anything?
Not really.
Underground tunnel under the underground tunnel or anything like that? There's no highway in the sky that just doesn't appear out of thin air. No?
No.
No jungle secrets. You know what? There's a documentary. The
one on Disney Plus?
Yeah, about Jungle Cruise. And like
the Hippopotamus.
Yeah. Out of all of those, that's probably the only one I've watched. It's the only one I've been able to get into is the Jungle Cruise one because it really goes in depth in the history of Jungle Cruise, and I respect that. The Tower of Terror one's also pretty good, too. Now I want to go watch it.
The Space Mountain one is really cool, just because they consider it a thrill ride and not a roller coaster.
I have not watched the Space Mountain one. I'm sorry.
I'm the worst.
I am the worst. But it's
my baby, but, like, eh.
Next week, my friend from work really wants to cover, like, Disney deaths and, like, haunted attractions at Disney. And a lot of those things happen at the Mountain of Space. Just because people with heart conditions ride it. And it's like, why are you doing that, my friend? Mm-hmm. That's I'm going to say about that. But, yeah, stay tuned for that. Caitlin, do you have anything else? I already asked you once. This is your last chance. Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
No. Well, I just spent approximately 35 minutes telling everyone how great you are, so I don't think I need to just expand on that anymore. But thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I can't wait to see you in 144 days, I think. The countdown is on. The kids are real mad because I told them, and I told them we started counting down at 100. And they're like, today? And I'm like, no. That's too much work, my friend. And then I picked Kaiser up from school the other day, and... literally, I hit the door. His first words were, are we going to the airport? Nah, dog. We still got 144 days. So, they're excited. And they met you, so they'll be excited to see you, too. So, yeah,
my buddy. My best friend.
I'm his best friend, currently. I hugged him goodnight tonight. He said, Ashley, you're my best friend. I said, oh, you're my best friend, bud. Thank you. So, we look forward to seeing you. It'll be fun to hang out and do stuff. I will obviously shoot you the logistics of that whenever we have them. So
yeah.
Once again, thank you. You're amazing. Everyone enjoy. Go check out my GoFundMe so I'm not riding the bike at the Planet Fitness for no reason, because tomorrow's really gonna suck. I'm not The other day I did it, and I had to, like, lift my own legs onto the bed. I just could not move them. So it's going to be fun. All right, y'all. Have a good week. We'll chat with you next week on, I wouldn't say, like, all Disney deaths, because there's a lot of them, but, like, unique ones and haunted attractions. So look forward to that. Have a good one, everyone. I can just end this here.